League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, your dog has more followers than me, so.
How does that make you feel as a person? It, like, you've been trying to get to 10,000? He got to 10,000 in one day.
I hope you run away.
So I don't remember. Who was telling me? Was it you? Everybody loves puppies?
Not Josh, probably. Josh, because Josh loves puppies. Yeah, I don't care about him.
He was like, everybody loves puppies. Nobody has a feeling. A comedian has this, black, white. Puppies are almost universally loved.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's very cute in this grand scheme of puppies.
The
numbers
going to drop when he gets like 2 o'clock, like 2 years old.
Oh, yeah, they're out of there. Mm-hmm. But for now, they're like,
I'm saying puppies and babies. You cannot go wrong with them.
Some babies.
Internet. No, I mean, internet. People love watching like baby content.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Puppies and babies.
Some people feel bad. Like, I want a baby or I hate kids. FTK.
No, but even still, even if you hate kids, you'll still look to see what kind of stuff they're doing. Like, why are they posting with a kid? You still look
at it. I'm not a big kid person, but like the little thing about the treats, like you give the kid the treat and walk away.
I did that.
Those videos, like, I found myself watching for hours. It was funny. Some was adorable. It was like, oh,
dude did it with a monkey. The monkey was like plotting on the treat, and he's like, I can't do it. Like, he never said nothing. Obviously, they don't speak human. But
monkeys are shady, though.
Then he came back and got it. Back in the door.
I really want like a
really.
I don't want no animals that have that type of strength.
No, but like a little
face off.
But they still, like, they, when I went to Bali, we went to this monkey place and they were going to people book bags and they wasn't looking and like stealing. They would take your glasses, your hat, and run off and then be over there with their little friends.
Like, look what I got, guys. Yeah. No, they like teaching them to steal stuff.
That was Bali.
It was nice. It was really nice.
And Bali's not expensive, is it?
No, I was about to say it's cheap.
And animals are unpredictable, man. They can literally just gnaw on your face without even with no warning.
Yeah. That's why you get a little one.
17.
And train them.
I ain't trying to hear all of that. It's still a
can
market.
Y'all have this side conversation about y'all going to Bali and how cheap it is on another day?
Kev's trying to take his dog.
Bali is expensive.
Trying to take his dog?
You know what's funny about that? I was like, man, people are taking their dogs everywhere. Then I got him, and I was just like, how do you get the dogs on the plane?
No, you need to get, I'm going to tell you this, because we did this with our dog who just passed away.
Bella?
No, Jada. She's
Jada. Yeah. I knew it.
You called her ugly so many times.
She was.
No, she's a Boston Terrier. She's very cute. And you called my dog ugly so many times.
Your
That's
dog was
okay.
ugly, Meg, and I
no,
like that.
No, wasn't. No,
that name is ugly. Was it Boston Terrier?
Boston Terrier.
Oh, that sounds more clear now. That's
I was wondering too.
Boston Terrier?
I was like, oh, that's a exotic dog.
It's a type of dog. Well, go ahead.
No, no, but I was going to say, you can get your dog slated as an emotional support dog. Nah, however.
I'll get his own first class seat.
No, no, I'm saying, well, if you want to do that, you can. But the easiest thing is to get them as an emotional support dog. That way they can sit can't under your seat in front of you.
I don't want him to be under there.
You can take them.
Can you have like a Rottweiler?
I want him.
Support.
DL usually takes the most humongous dog on planes.
Yes, you can.
And he was sitting behind his dog now 120 pounds. For sure. The dog was in first class.
Yeah.
You gotta, if they're emotional support, though, it's free because they can't, you just have to get the paperwork. And you also have to
I heard they were making that more stringent, though.
But. Meaning you can't have like a peacock emotional support animal people were doing before. They just have like crazy animals.
I was on one. This lady had a beaver.
I got a honey badger.
No, she had a beaver on the plane with her. Yes, she did.
There's no pet beavers.
I don't know how she had this beaver, but she had the beaver. She kept giving them wood the whole flight.
You go.
She was giving him bird houses. He was just going to work on these bird houses, just leaving just savings everywhere. It was ridiculous. I was like, I ain't pay for this, man.
The only thing about it is you do have to like go through like a psych eval, but there's a bunch of a psych eval.
He kept like throwing it in my face. He had regular sized teeth. I was like, bro, get out my face, bro.
Here lies.
Just pop a little beaver head over and look over the seat behind me like.
The visual of feeding a beaver wood on a plane is just too funny, though. Like, here, boy, you were supposed to, this is for later.
Talking to the attendant, like, what, you want what, you want water or you want crackers?
Oh, man. I hate it, bro. Stupid
so that's
beaver.
A good place to start, man. I want to welcome you guys to the show today. We got special guests, Keisha E. in the building, and Dion Lack, as long as the OG squad, Meg, to hear more, Kev on stage. We'll be back right after this.
You just cannot. You have to lead everything. You just such a little. It's not even you. It's not your job. That's his. That's thick tongue job. And you over here just taking his job.
What is wrong with you? Why are you coming here with this type of energy today?
I didn't do nothing wrong.
You just landed and you just came
here. I ain't say nothing.
You came in this morning?
No. I didn't say no lies, did I? No.
Who car are you driving?
Man, Turo, I don't even want to talk about it. It's the worst. Like, it is the worst rental I've ever got in my life.
You find a 2004 Nissan Altima. She pulled up. I was like, I thought it was a family member's car or something.
It looks like it is so janky in there. I was like, yo, this is.
Is it really 2004?
It's probably.
It's like 06 or 08.
Because Turo is people's cars.
I've done it so many times and it's really good. It works. Usually, it's just like Airbnb. You know, most of the times you get a really good Airbnb. It's clean, you know, you don't have any issues. That's usually how Turo is. This time, the guy pulled up and I was like, well, that don't look like the picture.
What was the rate? You probably got
it. It was like super cheap. So that's how I got it, right? I got it. And then I showed my fiance and he was like, Megan.
You could have drove the Infiniti. I'm not doing nothing when it's just sitting at the house right now.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you just had a billion cars.
Well, there's newspaper at the bottom that, you know, he has in case he has a mistake. So
it's like the place Rent-A-Wreck. Their cars be like that.
Mm-hmm. You just never put it right. Yeah. Rent-A-Wreck?
Is that in Detroit? I've never seen that out here.
It's called Rent-A-Wreck.
Is that Rent-A-Wrecked car? Like,
but
all the cars
Rent-A-Wreck.
Are... I love that.
It's what? Like, so basically, the cars aren't, like, wrecked, but you know you're getting, like, a little bucket. You know what I mean? But it's super cheap, so it's
right.
Like,
I need to get around. I don't really need nothing.
I love that.
That's
just
small
dishes, man. I ain't trying to flex. I ain't trying to...
Be like $15 a day.
I love it.
Oh, that's clutch,
See?
No insurance. But what happened if you let her borrow your car and she wrecks it? Would you be like...
It's covered. Yeah. Not full cover, Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that next time. I'm just pay you $5.
My mother-in-law comes in 2 weeks and she's going to drive it. So I've been trying to sell it, but I just wanted to sell it to the right person because it's a unique car. They only made that body style for 2 years, so I want somebody that really likes the car.
Why don't you just do Tour with
that
body car?
Style. Just sell it.
You make a lot of money.
Because so somebody wanted to pay you top dollar, but they were like, they don't care about the body.
No,
they're
paying top dollar. I sell it for top dollar. Mm. But yeah, just like just a random person. I just didn't want to put it like online because I don't want 1,000 people test driving it. The easier thing to be to take it to CarMax, but they're not gonna give me what it's worth for it.
Right.
The car is a 2004, but it doesn't have it's 75,000 miles on it,
mm-hmm.
and it's like for it to be a 2004, have heating and cooling seats. And it has like the smart.
Is this an ad for the car?
No, yeah. I mean, it's like somebody want to buy it. I was just like bragging about how dope it is for it to be a 2004.
You should put that on Turo. You will make a lot of money every month. Like get a whole extra pay your.
Don't put the Maserati
bill,
on Turo.
Everything.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You can't put a leased car on Turo.
Right? Wait, it's a leased car. You cannot do that.
Buying a Maserati outright? Are you crazy?
I'm just saying. You can't put that on there, Kevin.
I don't be driving it that much.
How many drives?
I would be in LA, but for 2-3 days.
Man, listen,
all I'm gonna do is go pick my kids up, soccer practice, and podcast.
I don't even have 5,000 miles on that truck.
Really?
I do not.
How long you had it?
Since May, March.
And you don't got 5,000?
I don't have 5,000 miles on that.
Dang.
Are miles the same on electric cars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. They're still miles.
But I mean, like, I feel like the wear and tear because you don't have a combustible engine.
The wear is totally different.
It's not as hard, is it?
Yeah, you still get mileage on your car.
But I'm saying though, it ain't a 1-to-1 ratio.
Even the brakes, like, yeah, we don't have to. I think they said bring Ferris Tesla in around 70,000 miles for her brakes, unless she's like hard on it. That is the same
one between city miles and highway miles.
Hey, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're not going through gears.
Yeah, and the stopping and the going and all
that.
Yeah,
that puts
more wear on.
But if you're driving on the city or in freeway in LA, it's always the same.
That's true, though.
It doesn't matter where you're going. Traffic, regardless of what you are on, the pace is the same.
I have no idea. I had three tires that blow out. this past week.
Simultaneously?
Well, one tire blew out, and then I took it to go get a new tire, and then I was like, they checked the other ones, and it was like, oh, well, look at here.
Your tire's balder than me.
And then I was like, oh.
Because you always doing all that
my daddy
out of
be
town.
Doing that stuff.
Your what?
My dad takes care of
it. Your dad's in Detroit. He's not here now,
well,
so what are you going to do?
Like, ain't your daddy in Detroit? How you
but if I knew
tire?
That it was getting close, I could call him and he'd come and then.
Would
so
he really?
I'm not supposed to be love. Like, oh, tires need to be changed at whatever. How do I know? 1,000 miles.
Look at it. You can look and see that the thread is missing. You take a penny.
You look up on them doggone flights. Yeah, you know when prices are good to go to Aruba.
You take the penny.
You know what COVID protocols you gotta go, but now you don't know when to get the tires changed.
Exactly.
You care about what's important to you, Keisha, and the car ain't important.
That's what it is, Kat. That's it. And I think this is a great place for us to go ahead and start.
So you can have it.
Start the show. We're gonna do just that. We're gonna jump into this first topic. Before we do, I want to give a big shout out to our special guests, Dion Lack and Keisha Ian's in the building.
Guys?
Of course. A big shout out to the original Scott. We got Meg Scoop here. We got Kev on stage, and I'm to hear more. We'll be right back.
It's 2022, so let's start this new year off right. This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help in the bedroom, especially when it comes to stepping up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra. But it's in chewable tablets and at the fraction of the cost. You can take them at any time. It doesn't matter if it's day or night. So you can plan ahead or be ready when that time arises. The process is simple. Just sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you can receive your prescription in days. The best part about all of this is that it's done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. With Blue Chew, men are excited everywhere to see the postman. Because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. Can't even lie to y'all, man. Since I started using Blue Chew, my bedroom confidence is at an all-time high. So if you can benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SQUAD at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SQUAD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and more important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
First topic of the day, we have... Would you like to go online grocery shopping versus in-store grocery shopping?
Shut up, Kevin.
Childish.
He's that friend is like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
One of those. I hated those kids.
But here's the thing, though. Like, when I give it back to him, he don't like it. Like,
okay,
I do this thing.
Right.
I just,
but I didn't touch
I
you.
I just hold his elbow.
I didn't touch you. I just
tickle him. Well,
people think
weird.
It doesn't apply or it doesn't mess with them. You just hold a person's elbow. They hate it.
JoJo is more mature than you.
Right. Yeah, JoJo is.
But he can't drive, so it sucks to be you. And you don't have no dog either.
And you don't have no dog.
Sucks, they, took that, they just took that young man's dog.
Mine.
Oh, no. Okay.
We went to take him to training yesterday. I didn't know this. The trainer was like, dogs choose their person in the house. Oh. The one that they respect the most and listen to the most. And I immediately was like, you will choose me. I will be your love, and you will be my love.
My dog is scared of me, so I think he... Because anytime I go over to him, he goes belly up. I've never hit him or anything, but
well, he
just...
You like gnawing at his food at night. You get in that bowl. He's like, God, dog, everybody else eats human food, but as soon as I turn my back on you, here you go, digging in the kibble.
In my kibble. My morsels. I couldn't even fake that one. That one was good, man.
Yeah.
Why you do that?
Thought you had a
Jazz Jones. Man. Why would I expect you to get
I know.
It was right there. Anyway. Mm-mm-mm. Grocery shopping, huh?
You know what? Mm. Grocery shopping has always been very therapeutic for me. I literally would only buy enough groceries for the week so that I could go back the next week and just keep shopping. However, the more jobs I took on.
What a sucky life.
No, I love the grocery store.
It is grocery store day. Finally, people to smile at me.
And I go up and down the aisles and wear everything. I love it. But now
it's
that
Glen
I,
Ivy, huh?
It's because Glen it's Ivy. Just fun. It's very therapeutic. And so, but now that I have like multiple jobs, just a lot going on.
And the kid.
Yeah, and
it's
the kid.
It's harder with the kid.
Yeah. Oh, that's what made me start hate like grocery shopping when I had him and had to bring him with me. And I was
he's like, you know what?
He ready to go. He just messed
wedlock,
up.
Right? He was out of wedlock?
No. Because I was married.
DC, you don't have no idea what that
is. I am like,
this is a callback.
From the grocery store. Kevin always tries to say something about my family and come for us. Because I had a baby.
I was just asking a clarifying question. I want to make sure our friendship is, we know each other at every point in life. I just want to make sure I know
he's
how to.
He's always saying that because he has a problem with single black females.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. I might have a baby.
Kevin has a problem with any type of lifestyles that aren't like what he's used to growing up.
Exactly. I may have a kid.
You know what I mean?
Just
I may just have a kid.
And I would respect that about you, Keisha. I would applaud that. Absolutely.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. Because I have no reason to make jokes about you.
He would make jokes about you. He'd be like, ha-ha, you're a single mother face.
Keisha would not have no baby out of wedlock because she can't go to France on a whim.
Shut up.
You're like, who's keeping this? I want to go.
Who's keeping this? I actually did have a dream one time I had a kid, and I was like crying my eyes out because I was like.
At a dream?
Yes. And I woke up with like my throat. You know how you can feel when you like in the back of your throat? And I was like, damn, was I really crying? Like,
what, were you crying in the dream or in real life?
It was in the dream, but I think it was halfway real life, too. It was too scary. It was too much for me.
Hey, dreams, they be transferring to real life, though.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I mean, the emotion
energy?
In there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I peed in dreams a couple times. I woke up and had to flip that mattress and lean over.
That's never happened to me, but whenever I dream that I'm running from the police.
I peed.
You didn't even clean it.
That's why you need a mattress
even wash it.
I know, I know. And yeah, we got one now. Because that didn't happen twice in 1 year. I was like, come on, fam.
You got plastic on your mattress.
And the funny thing is, Tahir was standing up peeing, too. On Fahrenheit.
That is
I told you that with confidence. Fuck niggas.
That happened to me before. I did it in my best friend's bed. We were like after like clubbing or something, and I stayed it with her. And I woke up and I was like having a dream that I was peeing. And then I woke up and I was like, oh shit, get it. And I like, I literally pushed her out the bed. She fell off. She was like, what is going on? I was like, I peed in your bed. I'm
Oh my God.
You can't even say,
in somebody else's bed.
Somebody else peed in your bed.
You can't even say, it's okay. Like, it's not okay.
It's not okay. I don't know what's wrong with me.
And I pushed her so hard. She fell on the floor.
Yeah. It happened twice in 1 year. Oh, both times I had to wake friend up. The second time I was like, hey, it happened to the
This time it was number two.
And a towel and just trying
you
to soak
to
up in the water.
You know they make the pins for men.
It was
like
a dream. It was a dream.
What was you doing in the dream?
At one of them, I remember specifically. Nah, we were at dinner, and it was this beautiful restaurant. I remember going to the bathroom, and the bathroom was, like, dimly lit. I was like, oh, it's sexy in here. And I was peeing. I was like, I've been peeing for a while. And as soon as I thought it that in the dream, I felt the wetness on my left side. I woke up like,
Oh, you had rolled over onto your super, colostomy
your,
bag.
Your body is that whack is for that.
You know what's funny? Nobody never accidentally dookies in the
You never even wake up in the middle of the night to you.
You'll be like, man, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's
has anybody ever had a CT scan with...
A CT scan?
Okay, no.
Why do you have a CT scan?
With like, what is it called? With, gosh, I forgot what the word is.
All that stuff that
it makes you feel like you peeing on yourself.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm peeing on myself. She's like, I promise you, you're not. And I'm like, yes, I am. Like, you literally feel like
I've had to do that because when I got the cystoscopy, they shot that up. That numbing stuff.
It's right. Some type of, yeah.
It's
yeah.
called,
I forget
what
it's called. It's called with,
that don't sound right.
I don't know what it's called.
No, cystoscopy.
Cystoscopy.
I'm not looking at the name and saying no that's, big
that's,
words.
I'll pull it up. That's what I
pull
asked.
Pull it up.
Cystoscopy.
That's not how you say it. Like I don't know what it is, but it don't sound right.
Is lunch included today?
Yes. Not for you, though.
This is what I'm concerned about right now. Anyway, grocery shopping. The only negative about Instacart, or I don't know what else people use besides Instacart, sometimes I feel like they don't be looking good. They'd be like, they didn't have it. Shut up.
Oh,
and they'd be like, either.
Just like that.
Yeah.
I would be concerned about them picking out my fruits and veggies and stuff like that.
I don't think you should do fresh produce, like you got to go get.
But that's what I cook. Like, that's what I mainly cook.
Yeah.
No, that's why you have to like specify. Anytime you do produce on that, this is what I learned. You have to. There's instructions. You always have to put instructions. For bananas, like grapes, whatever. I always say check and make sure there's no mold or bruised fruit. Literally every greens, whatever. And
but
then,
I feel like what they actually do, because if I was an Instagram person, I'd be like,
so
they
what? Typically, if you want to get it that specific, then you go.
I've never used the delivery service, but I feel I don't like the grocery store. The only time I do like going to the grocery store is like 2 o'clock in the morning
when nobody's there.
Yeah, but I also don't think that I would want people delivering my groceries.
Right. I don't know what anything is. That's why I don't like. I don't. Because
I cook with
forever.
A lot of fresh like stuff. I don't do a lot of like frozen or boxed food. So I just feel like I don't want you touching my stuff,
so
picking
how often
my
do you
stuff,
go to
looking
store?
At my stuff every week.
Oh, you do you look forward to it? Enjoy it?
No,
the
I
only thing that's
store.
Happening in your life that to be excited about.
No.
Okay.
Shut up, Kevin.
To be excited about.
It's great.
It. It's like what I
so
do.
When you get fresh spinach, you really eat it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Most of them are fresh.
They'd be buying it and be like, I'm going to cook you one day. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, Chipotle.
Never make it.
I never cook the day I go to the grocery store. I think you got to be a psychopath or a superhero if you cook the same day that you go to the grocery store.
My wife does it all the time. But
actually, I do.
She does it on the first day she like goes. She gets something that she's going to cook for dinner. You know what I'm saying? But not like every day. Is that what you mean?
No, I'm just saying like the day I go to the grocery store, I don't cook that day. Because
I'm
just
worn
out.
Groceries,
enough.
Groceries.
You know what's crazy is like I shop at Whole Foods and I don't care how much you buy that, you only leave with 2 bags, I feel like.
That is very true.
And it'd just be $100, $200
Whole Foods
every time.
Wildly expensive. Yeah. I'd be like, they put whatever price. And they'd be like, what you finna do?
And you still go to
Walmart? No, all right, then shut up. Like, why are you talking to me like that?
Swipe your card.
Yeah.
I'm
what
here.
You gonna do?
The best
you
don't
put
I
in your Amazon, save your little dollars, or swipe your card. What you gonna do?
Mm-hmm. They don't have the hot food at Whole Foods no more.
They don't?
They do at the one by my
house. They do in Atlanta.
Oh, it's not by my house. It's not back.
Whole Foods is a misconception. It's not all great food, man.
It's not always great. I will say that. I like how they have like, you know, like specialty foods, healthier foods that you don't see anywhere
else.
They be sliding some
too.
Trash foods. They be like, hopefully nobody will notice this. We want to put the name organic on here.
Right.
So organic knowledge over here.
Give
him a real laugh. That was funny. That was a half-hearted chuckle.
Just what? You can't tell me how to laugh?
That's all you gave him.
That's all I wanted to give him.
He deserved more.
You shut up.
I'm not offended.
That was a solid joke. Nah, you deserve about 20% more laugh than that. Now it's just fake.
That was super fun.
I don't know what y'all want from me. Let's put it to a vote.
Online grocery shopping.
This is a challenge, man.
Online.
He's a child.
I'm glad that I'm a man.
You are.
This is my daddy house.
But we didn't really talk about the online shop. I like online shop. I like everything just comes to you. I got to go downstairs, just pick the bags up out of their car.
It's not a robot. It's a human that is picking up your food, handling your food. COVID's still a thing.
Yeah, I know.
But
not for online, though.
Not for online.
Now, if you do
I feel like
TaskRabbit.
You're less risky if you... If you order it, because they went to the grocery store.
Right, and they drop it at your door.
That's what I'm saying.
But
I mean, like, if he order online, all he got to do is go down and pick it up.
No, he's saying the person that's picking your groceries out, like, what if they got COVID?
That's not, but the chances.
He's like, I need this money, man.
Boy,
I'm sorry.
They personally have it.
Yeah, what if that?
The chances of you catching it from, like, the bag is, like, really low, because apparently surface contact is like the lowest transmission.
We don't know. The CDC
not,
just
I saw that. As opposed to like coughing and it's in the air, you have a higher chance of getting coronavirus that way in the actual store.
You had it, didn't you?
I did,
You had it too?
Mm-hmm.
You had it, Dion?
Nope.
We know you.
We know you.
We know you. That's crazy. They talk so much stuff about me. Like, he should be everywhere. She gonna catch it. And I'm like, I literally, y'all all caught it before me.
Right.
And then when I did catch it, it was at a comedy club. It was at a show.
You're at work.
I had a show at work. I was like, I might as well be back in these streets. I was doing just fine.
I think I might have had it early before it wasn't even a thing.
That's
what I said, too. I don't care what nobody said. I've never been that sick in my life.
No.
And I never had body aches.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
2019, though, right?
No, it was 2020.
It was? Oh.
It was like literally...
Right.
Maybe 3 weeks before we shut down.
Because
I was like, nigga, I'm sick. And the loss of taste, I had never had that.
Never
had
that.
That
was sick.
So terrifying. That's
somebody dropped me off a cookies and cream milkshake that day, and I was just like, this is a waste
of
calories. Why am I even taking this
calories?
I'm
not
going to
drink
nothing.
Because I know what it used to taste like.
My grandmother just pulled for the memories. Just pulled for the memories.
Right. I feel like my smell isn't all the way back. Like, I can smell certain stuff, but I feel like I worked out the other day, and I was like, I know I stink. And I just don't.
That's hilarious.
It's not there.
I should be wild mustard.
That's important to know.
Right.
Man. Somebody was like, "Oh, you
You don't want nobody to agree with you."
Did you have any lung capacity issues?
You know, I have pain in my chest, but I didn't have shortness of breath, but I would be super tired. Anything I did, I would be like really tired. And then I had a pain, so my aunt was like, go make sure you don't have like pneumonia, which it was, everything was fine. But mainly but it was the residual. Body aches. No.
Okay, you're good.
Just keep checking, though. Keep checking, like, for a few months.
But you know what? I do have something crazy that's happening now. I don't think it's because of COVID, though. But the doctors was like, when I said I had COVID, they was like, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and check this out. And then, like, there's something. My arteries are, like, twisted in my neck.
Twisted?
Twisted?
And I was like, can COVID really do that?
What you mean? They, like, maybe. Did you, like, cough so hard or something? They just, like, twisted?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. That's weird.
That's very weird.
Wait, can you feel that, though?
Well, my neck was paining, but the primary care doctor was like, well, you wouldn't be able to feel it because a lot of people, you can have it and not even know. Oh, so I don't know what the pain is, but I have to get an appointment for a vascular surgeon to see.
Okay, we'll keep you in prayer, sis.
Absolutely. We'll
So I'm like, I don't know. I don't think COVID could do that. But
yes, yes.
Well, let's put it to a vote. All right. Yeah. DL, let's go with you first.
I'm going to have to go with in person.
In person?
Why? Yeah.
I don't want a COVID infected person touching my produce, corn, grapes.
But you would rather walk through the COVID infected air?
You're not getting no corn, no grapes. Cut it. This is me saying anything for the gram, bro.
You know,
you get this. Cornish hen and grape jelly.
Together. And I mix it together.
All right. Meg, what about
you? I'm doing online shopping because now I have a child. I don't want to bring him with me no more to the grocery store.
How old is he now?
He's almost three.
Sheesh. He can walk.
Really?
There.
Yes, he's three. He got a whole attitude. He'd be waking up in the morning, changing his own clothes, everything.
3 years old?
What you want to say? Say
no,
it.
I just really, no joke, attached. I just can't believe he's three. I feel like he was just born.
He was.
It's here waiting for the patty.
Right. Wait for your love.
It's amazing that you have a beautiful son.
Mm-hmm. Say something else so we can cancel.
You know, online shopping for me is all that's really important. I want to be clear about that. I really was tripping that your son is three, though.
I'm going to do it online, too, man.
Come on, man.
Here's the thing. When COVID was at its peak, grocery stores were, like, the only places people could go. Like,
right.
Grocery stores and Target. So it's like, yo, this is a spreader event right here. Like, everybody's in there chilling. They listen to the music, singing along, and then just moseying all through the aisles, leaving their cart sideways. Like, why would you leave your cart this way?
So many things make you so upset.
I just don't like, foolishness. And so now I'm moving like, I don't want you to touch my, you know, COVID. Well, why are you leaving here, helpful?
Just a bald-headed hoe. That makes you mad. But eating a napkin has never made you mad.
You say what, man?
Eating a napkin has never made you mad, but that makes you mad.
Eating napkins.
What, you got your ring, too? Let's see what your ring is.
Oh, shit.
I got mine right here.
God damn.
I got mine right here, and I got my other one at home, which I ain't supposed to know that I'm already married.
Where'd you take listen for your anniversary?
Trying to tell them they're not listening.
For 17 years, I've been going 17 places.
17 years? That is great. Mm-hmm. It's not eight for me.
I've been trying to tell them. They don't want to listen to me.
Oh, wow. For your wedding anniversary?
Meg went to Whole Foods.
Y'all are mean, man.
Meg is meaner than anybody.
Meg is the meanest.
Meg is the meanest person
you have ever met. Honestly,
she fat shamed. I will cry and she for fat you. Shamed.
I get Meg talks about me so bad. Kev calls me a gerbil. I don't do anything.
You are gerbilistic though.
He says way more. First of all, it's all because of you. You have
me?
Done it. Yes, you're very mean to all of us, Kevin. It's you. It starts with you, Kevin.
And you were supposed to be our department lead. You were talking bad to us in meetings. Tahir, are you late because you were eating fat ass? I'm like, Kevin, would you start cursing?
We should have filed a complaint.
What no HR?
Right. There was an HR to file a complaint with, but we should have.
Where you want to go, Keisha?
I'm doing it in person.
In person?
Hey. I'm going to go to my groceries.
Okay. Looks like the online has it, though. And we're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Meal prepping is difficult, but ButcherBox makes it very easy. ButcherBox is a subscription service that takes the guesswork out of finding high-quality meat. ButcherBox sources their meat from partners with the highest standard and highest quality. No more searching the stores for 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, wild-caught seafood, and more.
their sourcing decisions are made holistically, keeping the farmer, the planet, the animal, and your family in mind. My favorite cut of meat is the wild-caught salmon. I like to season that bad boy up and bake it real nice. My wife and I had that baked salmon with some mashed potatoes, some greens on the side. Mwah, delicio. The salmon tasted so fresh, fresher than any other salmon that I've tasted. Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of high-quality meats right to your door. And it's free shipping for the continental U.S. No antibiotics or added hormones. You can customize your box or you can go with theirs. Either way, you'll get exactly what you want. For a limited time only, ButcherBox is offering new members a great deal for the new year. Just go to butcherbox.com/squad and you'll receive the ultimate New Year's bundle in your first box. This deal includes ground beef, chicken thighs, pork butt. That's more than 7 pounds of meat added to your first box. Get this New Year bundle before it's gone. Go to butcherbox.com/squad. That's SQUADD.
Next up, we have Luther Vandross versus Stevie Wonder.
That's not even hard for me.
Oh,
this is not. You know, when I got married, I had Stevie Wonder sing at my reception. You guys will see the video when it comes
Stevie
out.
Stevie Wonder, the only person who saw you get married.
That was a phenomenal punchline.
I can't even imagine that.
That's a movie sitcom.
That was pretty hilarious.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. But from tears of
you
joy.
See that TikTok where the girl's like, that's a good joke. I wish you didn't say that to me, but don't say it. That's a good joke. Yeah. You ever seen that? It was a girl in a hijab, full hijab and everything. God. She said, somebody told her, don't get in the pool because you're going to be a bath bomb. And she was like, that's a really solid joke. I hate that you used it against me, but it's a good joke. A great joke, even. Well, TikTok is funny, man. Yeah. Oh, they have no rules over there. All
and then
the,
they won't flag that. But
bro, my stuff be getting flagged like crazy, and I see someone there like, how this be?
Because you're a black creator, that's why.
It could be.
It is.
I only put the safest stuff on there. Like, there's no way it could be
just be him praying for
but
dinner.
But they took down a video of me putting lotion on my son.
Oh,
they took
abuse?
Him down for minor safety.
That's not your son.
They was just walking through Macy's, just rubbing lotion on black kids' face. They was like,
hey, what are you doing?
Yo, who mess is this? This lady snatched her son back. What are you doing to my son?
His face was ashy.
It's for TikTok.
Get the fuck out of here,
it's
man.
It's for TikTok, baby.
Inappropriate. It's highly inappropriate.
Unhand him.
Oh, you set the tripod up and everything.
The visual.
I have a tripod in the department store.
It's jerking. We heard it's jerking.
Just rubbing lotion.
Well,
on let
me finish. It's almost rubbed in. Look at my hair. I
only got the left arm. Hold on.
Can't walk around with these half lotion hands.
I got long sleeves.
You know what thing is universally black? That having extra lotion and just hitting your homeboy or homegirl like that. I've never seen nobody but black people do that. Uh-huh. I've never seen that happen with anybody but black people.
Okay, and for white people, please use lotion. You guys are supposed to use it too.
I saw somebody
say that.
So,
because my white friends be like, well, I don't need that. I'd be like, your elbows are ashy as well. You just can't see them as much as mine. But you need.
I saw somebody when I made that video about my son putting lotion on. I put lotion and Vaseline on. Somebody was like, is this why black people be looking preserved?
Absolutely.
Because we moisturize so much.
Because we protect our skin from the free radicals and the sun and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, cover y'all skin up.
This is why a woman said to me, she said, why you didn't tell me about the butters?
I was like, what?
The butters.
Cocoa butter. Shea butter.
The butters.
I was like, oh, no.
The butters is funny.
Oh, man. Damn. That's Stevie Wonder, though.
God.
Right. Is that what we have?
Goodness gracious. They're going to go crazy in the comments for that
one. You don't know that.
They're going to just put the sunglasses up. Just sunglasses, piano. If I don't see 100 sunglasses piano, I'm going to take the video down.
Sunglasses, piano, ring.
That's funny. Why are you bringing back to that? To hear?
It was funny.
I'm going to have laugh in my throat.
That was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
But to Meg's point, Now I want to be clear. No. I love Luther Vandross.
Right.
But Stevie Wonder.
You take him away.
Can you imagine the old, like, can you imagine there was people who are our age or when the album was coming out.
Right.
Like, can you imagine what that nigga was in the club?
I mean, shut your face, man. Luther Vandross all day.
I like Luther.
No, over Stevie.
I like Stevie too, but I love Luther.
People just have to make
love. But to make love is a turn at Luther.
It is hard. It's hard. Line.
It's hard that to smash true. To a Monica plan in the
background. You like, you know how to make the playlist. You ain't putting the harmonica solo on the for the smash.
Stevie would sneak the harmonica in, like three-fourths of the song being on it. Man,
you can feel it all over.
Oh, God, come on, baby. And Stevie would do this thing where he goes like a growl, he does that on a couple of songs. You're like, yeah. I'm like, what are you doing, Stevie? Everything was so smooth. Right.
Stevie has so many songs, though.
He does.
He has so many songs.
Songs that can never be made. I was just thinking about that because I was listening to...
Happy Birthday?
No. I just called to say I love you. Like, you know, we text that now. Yeah. I very rarely call my wife to be like, hey, I just want to say I love you. It's always like, hey, love you.
You don't tell her that?
Yeah, in person, yes, but I don't call to say I love you. I would text it.
Be like...
Yeah, I mean, I might FaceTime her, but usually, like, we just always say it when we're leaving. Mm-hmm. If I randomly think about it, hey, just want to know, I really love and appreciate you. Right? But I don't just call, like, hey, I love you, baby.
Well, you have text messages when he wrote that.
Right.
I know. I'm just saying, like, he wrote songs that we would probably never be able to, like, that would never be made again. It would not,
no, people not still call and say I love you.
Somebody really call and say I love you. Yes, you. You called and told me that you love her just for that sole purpose.
I mean, at the end of a conversation, but not that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I called her when I'm on the road.
Stevie just called to say I love you. He's literally boom, 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 boom.
Are you saying a call with that is the first thing?
That's it. That's it. No, that's the sole purpose for a call.
There's people who do that.
Nobody does that, man.
I don't think that's that unusual.
Yeah, that sounds like you're about to get murdered.
You can't text real love.
I just called and say I love you.
Exactly. Exactly, D.I.
You don't say the I just called part. You just say, right.
Nobody's calling nobody just to say I love you. When the last time you did
it, Kim? My grandma actually called me this morning just to say I love you.
And then she got off the phone.
Bye-bye. I mean, she said other stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It don't count.
You don't know. That's
that don't count. When the last time you did it, Keisha?
I did that just the other day.
Who you call?
Well, Patrick? Now that's too many questions, but the point is...
Cue it up. You should text him like, hey, didn't I just call to say I love you? Cue it up right now. And
but
if they don't say yes...
That's only one of Stevie Wonder's songs, though.
I was just saying he made songs that
he
we would never be able to remake.
Anyway,
that's all.
Like,
I don't... But you used the worst example.
You say he can't text anyway?
I mean, that's what he got.
You call him? No.
Stevie can see y'all. Okay, he been playing y'all.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that nigga in jail.
Hello.
You were talking about Stevie. I didn't mess with anybody in jail, guys.
Wow.
Anymore.
Anymore, but I mean, no. I don't even have JP on my phone no more.
Oh, okay.
And then also, the Black Birthday song. We would never have that.
That's the one thing I'd be okay with.
We would have made that up.
That song is long.
That.
And everybody wants to start it after the first birthday song. Like, let's just leave with that. If we want to do that, let's just leave with that.
Yeah. It's just beautiful.
Actually, I wouldn't mind it. If it replaced the regular birthday song.
Yes.
But the adding it on.
As soon as I finish. Yeah. To you.
Happy birthday to you.
That's one black culture thing.
I just want to open these gifts, guys.
Because there's nothing for the birthday receiver to do during that moment. But just be like.
You dance.
It's weird.
On your birthday, you just like.
I don't want everybody coming on in front of you. Happy birthday.
You going to sing my happy birthdays. As a matter of fact, it's almost my birthday right now.
Where's your birthday?
Happy birthday.
Next week.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
But it starts like in a couple days.
Thank you.
The festivities begin a week ahead of time.
Faithful Central, and one day, because I was sitting in the back, had just had bath because, you know, babies be acting up. So I sat in the back. He comes in late, I guess, with his wife, girlfriend, this lady, and they had like a little girl. Their daughter at the time was like 3 or 4. And I was just like, yo, Stevie got a daughter a little bit older than my son. That's crazy.
He also has
grown kids my age.
Steven out here.
Yeah. Steven been rocking.
Like, which one of y'all I'm putting this in today? I don't know.
He has a video, a music video of him driving the car. I was like, oh, yeah, he's smashing
he's
for sure.
He's
funny.
He came to my church before, too. Luther's great. There's nothing against Luther. Yeah. Just Stevie is a person. There's nobody that could even go against him in a versus. He could just play his own music. And Stevie.
That is true. I don't know who could go against him.
He could do 40 songs of his own and just, we could appreciate
that. He's so talented. He could play different
instruments.
Quincy
Jones?
But Quincy is not a performer himself, though. That's the difference.
He has enough songs to go with Stevie. Yeah. I never thought about Quincy because I classify him as
he's
a producer.
Like, yeah, he's
more of
a producer,
arranger to me.
They can do like a hologram of Michael Jackson. Or have Tito or some one of them do it.
The thing is, they can't hold Michael, Michael Jackson old is not a better singer than him young. If y'all can agree with that.
Child
Michael is a better singer than the older Michael.
A lot of people say
he wasn't really hitting those notes as an older one, though. He was just, you know,
he could hit that high note.
Work done.
Did that take a lot out of you?
I was trying to get it out. I said, like, yes, I can't do the fake Michael Jackson.
He had to recompose.
I didn't know what was happening.
He got a poop. Completely missed it.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought he had
to get it. Took a lot.
Wait, do y'all think, like, because you know, Stevie Wonder.
Why
the harmonica?
Yeah, because you know he's doing this. But nobody just plays a harmonica
Stevie Wonder has had like a lot of wives and girlfriends. Do you think he knew that they, like, how do you think he knew they were all pretty? Because they all were pretty.
He didn't see himself being with them.
Doing this.
What he did the Ray Charles method.
Shut up.
What is it? Like, you feel their wrists.
Mm-hmm.
That, you can't tell somebody's pretty though. They can have a really nice thin wrist and be ugly in the face.
He got a homeboy. He got a homeboy. He's like,
she the one, yo.
But I mean,
tell me the truth.
He'll never know. In your mind, like, she bad. She like, cold.
She a solid.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he always had a bad chick. So, but how did he know they
were
bad?
That probably made dating easier because then you don't like.
It's just off
the personality.
Personality
is dope.
But
you know,
I mean,
got a trip like, oh,
so then it
would have
been a couple boogerwoofs in there, and
I mean,
there was.
I mean, Stevie ain't the coldest.
Homeboy didn't tell.
But all women he has either been married to or dated, they was actually really cute.
A piece himself. He ain't, you know, Sam Cassell, but he not.
That's funny.
Sam Cassell! Why you gotta
say? Sam Cassell's ugly.
For the ladies. For the ladies. Would you choose Stevie Wonder or Luther Vandross?
Today?
Well, I think.
Visually, who's more attractive?
Today.
Wait, today or back? Wait. Oh. Back in the day, like when Stevie had
both
a full hairline?
Both of them at their prime. Both of them at their prime. Would you date?
At his prime, didn't he have a fro?
Who are you talking about?
Stevie Wonder or Luther Vandross? Who's more attractive?
Probably Luther, but I didn't. Well, but I didn't think Luther liked the ladies Luther. For real. Remember?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
it's never
up.
Been confirmed.
It's never been confirmed, but I feel like all of our grandmas and aunties.
I feel like people were just like, yeah, I mean, you know.
You know, but.
It's Luther.
Yeah, yeah.
When you just,
at that
for
time,
me.
People kept that stuff private.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder, that probably was really hard, though, if he was actually gay.
Definitely
like, having to be an R&B sex symbol superstar.
Luther Vandross was a sex symbol?
Back in the day, girl, yes. Them women love him. Yeah. Okay,
when he turned into Skinny Luther, too?
Mm-hmm.
Them ladies was like,
that song,
man.
Dance With My Father, was actually Daddy. Dance With My Daddy again.
Stop. Don't you do that to him. Don't you desecrate that song.
Dance
like
With
that.
My Daddy.
That's the one song I hate that song. Man. I'm not a fan of the melody or anything of that song. I hate that song.
Are you like Dance With My Gerbil?
Like when they
Dance With My Gerbil.
I hate when they do the father-daughter
dance.
You
see
how mean
he is?
I don't like it.
It's like, that's not
my
the
wife,
right
she
song
had
for
this
that.
Song called Butterfly Kisses that this dude sang.
This dude.
Butterfly Kisses on Grandma's. I was like, God, get it out.
Oh, yeah, that song.
I hated it. It hurt my heart. All over your head.
You still remember it, though.
Oh, it's like stuck in my mind. That's literally the worst song ever. Anyway, I love Luther. No disrespect. But Stevie has overjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Stevie toured one album. You know how crazy that is? And the album didn't just... This happened a couple years ago.
They didn't have a choice.
No. No,
everyone had the tour. They ain't no MTV.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, he said recently he did.
Recently, oh. Yeah, this happened what was this, like 3-4 years? He
what
did.
What album was it?
I think it was Songs in the Key of Life.
Mm.
I think he toured just doing the songs off of that album, which is crazy.
Album.
You know
it
what
is.
I mean? Like, years after the album's come out? Like,
I'm not denying that he got hits, but I personally love Luther's music.
I love it. Okay. I love Luther too. Yeah. I can't even hold you. This
when
is a
you
horrible
hear
hit.
Play some of that Luther. Nobody say, play some of that Stevie. No one's never
said
play some of that Stevie.
If you're at home and you want, like, I've had days where I do play Stevie. Like, I have a Stevie playlist.
Yeah,
and it's
man, me too.
Yeah, I love it. It's just,
I mean, man, let me hear some Stevie.
You know? Bam, 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 bam.
Play a little Stevie.
But is Luther, the name Luther, synonymous with Luther? But also is Stevie synonymous with Stevie?
Yes.
I mean, unless
people
it's Stevie,
say, Stevie
Nicks.
Who? Stevie
Nicks? Nah, I think you say Stevie, people automatically assume.
Well, no, there's Stevie Nicks.
There's Luther was the dude off Set It Off. He was their boss.
Nobody's worried about that.
Nobody goes back.
You worried for Luther's janitorial.
I'm docking your pay.
I've seen that.
You what?
I've seen that.
See what? Set it off?
Yes. I love that.
Broke it. Oh, good for you, Keisha.
I'm docking your pay.
Good white people was telling us to recycle. Our plastics and you bitches.
You bitches.
I need that money, Frankie.
You gonna kick my ass to come off.
That should be a category just for that.
Do something, John.
You need to do something.
Then he did
he
that.
Was just
she was
like, I don't know. Like, you're like, everybody down. Everybody down. She should be the co-conspirator on that. She said right. Right. Some time
she pushed him there.
Right, yeah. He couldn't go home.
Right.
Not
right.
With that. Yeah. No, right. Man. I hated John Q for that reason. Yeah, right yeah. There. I watched it one time when I was like, I don't like her.
I was like, your wife is toxic, brother.
Yeah. Oh, nigga, she was an emotional terrorist. She was mad as Ike Turner. Right. And what's love got to do with it?
But like, considering the circumstances.
Right.
She put all that pressure on
him. He was already trying.
He was doing everything.
I don't have the money for this car.
You gonna have to rob something. You gotta do something. You gotta sell some dope.
We have to do something. No. You go. You take your ass down there, man.
But somebody gotta take care of the kid if we get caught. Right. So
he's just like, you need to do something. Let me get those
No.
I got a trip to Aruba real quick. Our son is in the hospital.
Car. We can have another kid.
I already had it planned.
We can have another kid.
Hate y'all so much.
This truck, they only made 300 of them.
He said, terrible. Well, do something. Okay, I guess we're going to go in the bedroom and start on the next one.
Just name him, give him the same name.
Terrible. Call him two.
Oh, my God.
Like Dion.
Like Dion.
What was the son's name? Ron.
What's his name?
Put it to a vote. Here we go. Luther Vandross versus Stevie Wonder. What are we going with?
I'm sweating. I'm Luther.
Luther.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie, I'm going Luther.
Stevie.
I'm going with Luther.
That's boom, baby.
I make my eyes small at you.
I don't care. I don't care. Stop making fun of Meg. We're going to get on to this last and final topic right after this. Last topic of the day we have, would you rather be robbed online versus robbed in person? This is horrible either way it goes.
Robbed in like your bank account.
And
right?
It's the same amount of money. This is say $10,000.
I've had fraud of it. A lot of times.
Yeah.
I don't feel
anything. Did they take
actual,
cash out of your bank account?
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen to me, but it's like, it happened when I first moved to LA, so I literally didn't have no money. Like, they took my whole account out. And they were like, it was like Glory Greens. It was like random shit, BP gas. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Glory Greens and BB guns.
Like, BP gas station. It was just like all of these charges. I don't know. And I had my card. And then by the time I could go to the ATM, I was like, let me try and take some cash out so I have something because it was the weekend. Oh, I just got to L.A. By the time I got to the ATM, I think I had like $500 left in my account. Oh. And it was a whole process. I eventually got the money back, but it took time. Right. So I'm like, I got to do shit. I got to move into my place and all of this. So like my parents had to send me money. But I'd rather be robbed online because, one, you're going to get the money back versus in person. And then, two, like, you're safe. You're just sitting here getting robbed.
Yeah. Did you feel like that was a sign you should move to L.A.? When you got...
That's a good question.
Because people, when they moved to LA that first year, something bad happened. Like,
Thank you, Jesus. All the signs are here.
No, I didn't, because you know what? The charges were actually in Detroit. So I was like...
Glad I got out of there.
Yeah, I left right on time. Actually, it should have been a week earlier.
That's funny.
They was waiting on her.
You've been robbed in person. Have somebody got your card online?
I don't think so. I don't think I've left a card or somebody got me online, but robbed in person is, that was bad enough.
That's traumatic.
Yeah.
Especially if you had a gun in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would ruin that whole area. Every time I came
give me the hamster wheel now. What kind of hamster wheel is that? Top of the, give it to me.
Yeah, you're not a nice person,
I'm going to take
Kevin.
It to my hamster now. Oh, what is this, premium hay? Give it up. Everything.
They robbed Kevin, made him show his titties. Like, lift his shirt up. I don't want to lift it up.
Let me see what you want.
Hold them together. We're going live.
Now push them together.
Give me a wedding. Give me your wedding ring. Damn it. Give me the watch then. Give me the watch.
Said then give me the ring.
Why you act like I don't even have this ring? You know
give me
this
the real
ring costs
one.
More than an actual wedding band. You do know that, right?
No, I don't know that.
Engagement rings cost more, Kevin. You do know that. You do know that. You've had to pay for it.
Because sometimes they last longer.
This is going to be triggering.
You get an engagement ring and a wedding ring?
For
yeah,
because
the wedding band, you're supposed to get when you get married.
Oh, the band. But it's still the same. You have the,
it's the band.
Just the band. Okay.
But the engagement ring is when you could spend a lot more money.
Give me the hairline.
Typically, because it has a diamond.
Right. Okay.
Shut up, Kevin. What are you even talking about?
What is happening? First of all, anybody that robs me like that,
Keisha ain't worried
you
about.
You pull a gun up, I'm not at all.
That's
worried.
How the police hold them.
I'm not worried at all.
Give me all the black movies.
Shoot me.
You are from Detroit.
Yeah.
I'll be like, come on, man, don't make me.
You know, the worst is getting robbed in person, and they say, give me all your wallet. Give me your watch. You'd be like, oh, you thought we was done? We going to the ATM. We getting all that shit.
Oh, snap. What's the PIN number?
That happened on an episode of
Grand Theft Auto. What if you don't really have money?
Man.
There's a cap on the ATM, though. They're only getting $500.
But what if you don't even have money in your account like that? Like, what if the person robs somebody and they go to the ATM?
Like, that's what you get.
They're going to feel bad. Like, man, take your wallet. No, dog, man, you really down bad.
Let's go to the house. See what you got there.
Yo, that's what happened to this lady. They on Forensic Files, they caught her at a house. They stole stuff from her house, and they took her car, and they put her in the back seat. And they was like, "We're gonna go to every ATM." Because she was like, "I'm not giving you my pin." And so she finally gave it to them. It was wrong, and tried it three times. The ATM locks it up. So they was like, "Fuck, we had to go. To another ATM."
Shoot you in your goddamn camera.
Point, I'm rolling out the car. Okay,
right. She was tied up. They tied
I will
up.
Tie. I roll out the car.
I was standing in the car with a gun, and like, and I'm watching them from. So I'm not on camera, and I was like.
No. So it was a father and daughter, and the father stayed in the car. He made the daughter go in and try the ATM.
Dang.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy as hell.
I haven't gotten robbed at gunpoint, but I have gotten burglarized. That's like the close. And I will tell you, that is the worst feeling.
That's like almost worse.
They took my kids. It is.
Yeah.
Feeling like somebody was in your house.
Yes.
They took my kids a piggy bank. Mm-hmm. They left cameras, laptop. Mm-hmm. I had laptop, camera, desktop.
That's hard to move sometimes. If you don't have a person,
but they took the kids.
You know what they
took
out of it? When I first moved to Koreatown, it was like maybe 6 months in, and that I came in and I was like, wait, why is my stuff everywhere? I didn't do this. And I was like, oh, I've been robbed. You know what they took?
What?
Stamps and my costume jewelry.
Postage stamps or food stamps?
Postage stamps.
Those are.
You got
you
robbed.
Were they forever stamps?
My 6-year-old.
Yes. And I was like, who came in here and had this forever stamp?
Are you living in a house or an apartment?
No, this apartment in Koreatown.
I really think people would rob apartments.
On the top floor, though. So you had to, and we had stairs, which means you had to climb like 3 flights of stairs to get to my apartment, which was in the middle
I would think that people would rob somebody that's in an apartment because it just feels like too many
people. You
got
to go through too much to get out.
Yeah, you got neighbors and like literally right there.
The air conditioner, and this is my first apartment in St. Louis. The air conditioner was built into the wall.
Y'all had
it wasn't secure.
In the house?
Yeah, we did.
Well, there was no the wall wasn't holding it, so
so they just took the
so they filled the wall with the air conditioner.
It was like a barn.
So but it wasn't secure. And so it had been a string of robberies and break-ins in the apartment complex. And this is when I was still working at White Castle, but I was hitting their ass up. I was like, mm-hmm. I was working.
You were robbing
ship.
Them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was.
That's why you got robbed.
That's why. I had this big, like, standing flat screen TV. And so, like, I knew something was up immediately because normally when I open the door, the TV would stop the door, right? I opened the door and that bitch swung all the way up in the wall. I was like,
yo, that's a wild reason to know you've been robbed,
bro. They took. I mean, this is probably like a 65-inch
flat
TV.
Screen or fat back.
This is the fat. This is the you know when it was all one unit, the standing unit.
Oh,
so
oh
they
God.
Wheeled it out.
That's
nobody called the cops. And then niggas wheeling out a big screen TV. First
Louis
of all,
place.
they kicked the air conditioner in. That's how they got in. They kicked the air conditioner in, climbed through the hole, rolled the TV out. I had got a Pioneer radio. It was like the tape player CD combo. They stole that. They stole all my new diesels. It was a new mall called West Carolina. I had six pair of diesel shoes.
That was great. That was good for you. That they took those.
Right. Nah, diesels was popping then. This is when the diesel shoes. Man, they stole all my diesels, and they stole about $700 in cash from on top of my refrigerator.
You know
everything
funny?
I stole from White Castles or got one stole from my White Castles,
yeah.
They stole. And I was just like, all right, my nigga.
When you
I
get robbed,
somebody
you
from, that was somebody from corporate.
That was like,
nigga, we can't prove it, but we're going to get that back.
Because they knew what you had in there, too.
When you get robbed, you always want to see if you want to see if you can catch him. You be like, did this happen? You be like, who else in?
Right.
You be like, catch him.
Is that him right there?
I came out, nigga. Nobody was outside. I ain't have a direction to look. I was just like.
That only happened to me one time. I'll never forget. It was 10th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. And I came to school, had a brand new Tommy Hilfiger coat. It was flying. Nobody in school had this coat. And I came to school, and by fucking third hour, that coat was out of my locker.
Yeah, no.
Somebody else had that coat. And I know to this day, I know who stole it. I know exactly who stole it. So it was some dudes in the King Homes. I know who it was. And you know what? I was pissed, but my daddy picked it up. It was cold. It's Detroit. It's cold. I ain't got no coat.
Boy. Oh, that's a double whammy.
He was like, no, don't worry. We're going to go get you another one. I came to school the next day, and I didn't even take it off. I was just walking.
Bro, you learned that lesson. Keisha, it's 112. I don't trust you guys.
But literally, I just feel like I had to flex on whoever stole it. Like, you know what? It's all good.
That's what they stole. That's what they stole.
I stole your coat, and the next day you have one.
They stole my. In my high school, this is my senior year. I used to come late, not park like by the teachers and stuff like that. I was class president, so I was abusing my power. Niggas broke my back window, stole the headrest. The TVs were in the headrest. They stole both headrests.
What? St. Louis is a different animal.
Because the TVs
Who's
were in the
headrest.
The TVs were in the headrest. Head so they stole the headrest.
But also,
the headrest.
The fact that we believe they just stole headrests was like...
They stole the TV, they stole the VCR and the DVD player.
How
and
did you
my,
have this? Why do
you have a VCR in your car?
You sold drugs, Megan.
Oh, that was, yeah. But I ain't never seen anybody with a VCR. Like, DVD, but not VCR.
This is 2000. This is 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood
VCR.
Video and everything was still out.
There. Yes. My dad had a conversion van, girl. We had a VCR.
And a DVD.
My dad wants to be at DVD.
I had the DVD and the VCR.
You was really rewinding him.
So the DVD was just it was connected to the TV on the front on the dash, and then the VHS were the ones on the headrest. The headrest we just play porn.
So here just be doing too much. Yeah, the story is
he had a record player on the dash.
But listen, so they stole all that shit.
So everything you own got stole.
Everything I had in the car got stole. Right, I came out hella mad. Went back to the block, bought everything all over again. Came back the next day twice a week with alarm. See, I didn't have alarm at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, niggas ain't gonna break into my shit. I mean,
how old were you?
17.
And your car was at school?
God.
Yeah, I was at school. They got me in the daytime.
Nobody questioned where you got all this money.
Huh? Nobody broke
nobody
into the car.
Nobody questioned where you got all this money.
Niggas, I never wanted my own car.
Nobody,
I mean,
everybody knew I wasn't living at home. They already knew I was like out in the streets.
So until I got to college, I just drove my parents'
car. That's like, I would be like,
who gonna ask me? A teacher? I was a great kid. I remember studying. I was on
National
Honor Society.
You sold drugs. You were not a great kid.
I sold drugs for 2 weeks. I quit. It was very strenuous.
That's like saying I stabbed
very strenuous?
Yes.
It was very strenuous.
Oh, my God, no. That's when I started stealing from White Castles. I was like, this is much easier.
But I was a very great student. I sold drugs. I stole that.
It's much easier than looking over my shoulder and one of those cops before me. No.
That's the crazy thing about selling drugs. You got to deal with the police and other drug dealers.
Nigga.
Do y'all watch Queen of the South?
No.
Like Queen of the South Power, all these shows is like, this is too, when do you ever relax? Bitch, when do you take a vacation?
It's too stressful,
enjoy
man.
Every day you getting shot at?
It's too, every time I watch a drug show, I'm like, nigga, there's, in Breaking Bad, the nigga had a storage room full of money.
Yeah.
And the stress, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You it can never stop. Ends.
Yeah, all right, let's put it to a vote. What we going with, guys? About.
Chipotle.
Getting robbed online.
You're robbed online?
Yes.
Okay.
We're saying what's worse, or you rather have?
Which one would you rather?
Which one would I rather get robbed online?
Online as well, because I'm get that back.
Online.
In person.
Why?
Come
give
on.
Me one good reason.
Why would you rather
you gonna
be
shoot
robbed
me, nigga? Huh? You gonna shoot me? Oh, you gonna shoot your boy. Okay, all right, here it is. Here's the money.
Remember when Frank Lewis killed that nigga like that? What you gonna do? Shoot me in broad daylight? Pow. Wow.
Oh, y'all got bullet bullets, huh?
That last thought when he pulled that trigger pie. Ooh, this up. Nigga is a criminal.
What you gonna do, Frank? You gonna shoot me? You gonna shoot me all these people?
Damn it!
I wish you could get one, like, as you die, I wish you could get one last thing. I'm like, you dirty bitch.
Yeah! The only thing that I really hope is that you can
everything?
See, like, your own funeral. Like, I feel like you should be able to see your own funeral.
I'm sure you can, but you can't say it. Well, you can't relay it back to the people.
That was a funny thing about Coming to America 2. That was the one thing that I thought that was funny.
That was, and I was like, that's actually a really good idea.
I was like, I wrote that down.
Yeah.
I want to see
you know you're about to go.
He said, okay, son, I'm going to die.
Give me my flowers. Yeah, give me my flowers. Let me see.
All right, well, thank our special guests, Keisha E. and Dion Leck, for coming through tonight. Guys. Big shout out to the original squad, Meg, Scoop, and we got Kev on stage, and I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast versus Peace.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.